Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Monday, Monday.
Just another manic Monday.
Hello, campers. Remember, Monday is malaria day. That's why it's time to take that big orange pill and get ready for the Ho Chi Minh two-step.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony. Just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
In our never-ending quest to provide to you health care that is real, that is affordable, that is non-toxic, for those of you who have grown up on antibiotics like I did, for those of you who have grown up on antibiotic-laced meats like I did in my young life, there's good news for you. The Fear and Death Administration is finally coming to our rescue. Super Don. This is so exciting as we kick off Monday here. Some serious advanced medicine happening. antibiotic discussion and FDA. Usually it's a disastrous discussion, Super Don, isn't it? I mean, this is actually kind of a good news story.
Absolutely. Now, so the FDA team is coming to our rescue? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Come on. The FDA, they're really a bunch of good guys and girls. They're not out to harm us. In fact, they're actually helping out the animals here. Listen, they don't want to harm the corporations, right? These big agribusiness, big factory farms. We can understand why they don't want to harm them. I mean, they're on the verge of collapse. They don't have enough support from government. Goodness gracious. So guess what? The FDA, living up to its promise to protect us, has refused to ban antibiotics in livestock. But, here's the good news. You know how we're all into voluntary action, volunteerism, right? FDA obviously has become very libertarian about this because they're resorting to a voluntary phase out of antibiotics use in livestock. In fact, Super Don, this should have the people for the ethical treatment of animals not up in arms, but just applauding and lauding the FDA. You know why I say that?
Well, why?
Because they're going to the cows, respecting them like the the human animals that they are, and saying, hey, Mr. Cow and Mrs. Cow, listen, we really are concerned about this antibiotic stuff, but, you know, we're not here to dictate to you whether you should or should not have the antibiotics. In fact, we're going to give you this little placard here. You just need to sign with your hoof print whether you want the antibiotic or not. We're going to give you the option to voluntarily opt out of forced antibiotic use. Super done. I'm telling you, this is a great day in the FDA's history.
So let me get this straight. It sounds like the FDA is giving cows more ability or more respect than they are to people when it comes to vaccines.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, come on. We cannot give the sheeple the ability to
make... Is this like a cow
make...
religious exemption? You know, are they asking the cow if it has some kind of a religious or philosophical objection to having antibiotics?
Sure. Well, for all of the Buddhist cows and the Shinto cows and the Catholic cows.
I mean, Shinto?
You know about Shintoism?
I can't remember the last time I heard of Shinto. That's cool.
That one. It has nothing to do with the you know, Tonto or anything like that. But no, there are a lot of Jainism. I mean, the Sikh cows, of course, they need the ability to opt out of antibiotics for, you know, their brethren, so to speak. I mean,
the Amish cows,
especially the Amish cows. You got to get in there. Now, of course, we hear that the Amish cows are refusing to sign on iPads, right? They want the old fashioned paper and pencil or stamping, you know, like here, dip some ink on my hoof. But
all right. Yeah, all right, Robert. So seriously though.
Do you see how ridiculous the FDA, I mean, that we're looking to a federal, I mean, come on. Antibiotics in cows, in chickens, in pigs, all of this creating antibiotic resistance, and the Fear and Death Administration can't come muster the courage, the energy, the righteousness to say, okay, big agribusiness, okay, we've given you a lot of pass. In fact, we've kind of looked the other way just to keep your profits high. But we see this issue. It's horrible. It's horrendous. Antibiotic resistance, superbugs. But we just can't make you ban. We're just not going to ban it. You know, we're going to give you the voluntary option to opt out of using the antibiotic. I mean, that's how it has to be. This ridiculous. I mean, how can you take this serious? By the way, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hey, did you know what you were listening to?
We did it again.
We always do that, Super Don, especially on Mondays. I forget. We hit the ground running. Had a great, powerful show yesterday. Oh my gosh, Doug Weed, senior campaign advisor to Ron Paul, running for president. You have got to hear what he said from yesterday's show. I've got the links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And if you're not already getting the updates through Natural News Radio, just enter your email address there and we'll get you everything you need to know. But you got to link through because there's stuff going on that the old media is definitely not covering. As Ron Paul wins, what, another state, Louisiana? He just wiped them out in Louisiana. Massachusetts, he's got loads of delegates coming in. We see what's happening here, and it's not good for Romney. And it looks like the desperation is going to force the establishment Republicans to violate as many of their own rules as possible and completely delegitimize not only the Republican establishment, but of course we'll see the same thing happening on the Democratic side as those abandoned Obama over his hope and change scenario of 4 years ago.
Yeah, it blew me away when I was looking at the news, and as you said, I mean, he won the entire state of Louisiana, I believe. I mean, he swept. I think he swept Louisiana, didn't he?
He did. You know, the thing is that Doug Weed warns, says, listen, their increasing desperation is like they might, the Republican National Committee might say, I'm sorry, Louisiana, when I don't think you were admitted to the union properly. We're not going to allow your delegates to be seated.
Oh, sure. We're absolutely. I'm sure they'll try and do whatever they can. But yeah. It, like you said, it just every time it seems like every time I check in to see what's going on, Ron Paul has just completely, you know, either swept or gotten a majority of delegates in another state. I believe he's on this on his way to doing the same thing in Massachusetts right now as we speak.
Yep, it's coming through. Maine is still happening. Alaska, amazing things are happening up there. So the playbook, so to speak, or the script that the old media wants you to follow, you're just not paying attention. You're not. You're probably you know, volunteering to get antibiotics as well, or not. Maybe you're, maybe you've stopped. And this is what we're dealing with here. Unfortunately, Margaret Hamburg is having a conniption fit as her hamburgers are not going to have antibiotics because we know those cows are going to volunteer not to get shot up with these drugs.
Yeah. And you know, when it comes to antibiotics, I read somewhere, I saw the statistic where there's a huge, I can't remember if it was a majority or a very substantial amount of the antibiotics that are used in this country are on livestock.
Yeah, totally.
It's not people.
As I said,
the animals.
We, you know, we want to get you free drugs, and so we've told you many times the way to do it is just eat factory farmed food. All the free drugs.
Here's something to think about, Robert.
Yeah.
If there are so many antibiotics that are being used in the animals, how is it we're still seeing almost on at least a monthly, if not a bi-monthly basis, bi-weekly basis, we are seeing recall after recall after recall of the, you know, 27,000 pounds of beef recalled for this. You know, probably, you know, somebody gets salmonella from chicken over here in this state or whatever.
Well,
I mean, we're still seeing all of these, the salmonella and the E. coli in the news on a regular basis. I think almost to the point where people have become desensitized to it because it happens so often.
Really?
But yet, so much of the antibiotics are being used in the livestock.
Right.
How are the bugs getting through?
Well, really, because the FDA hasn't implemented its final solution, and that is to radiate all beef. Remember, we've covered the story about nuclear radiation? This is the whole thing that they'll say, well, the antibiotics have failed us. Now, the only thing that we have left is basically running everything through Fukushima or San Onofre in San Diego County, right? We talked to David Steinman about the nuclear power issue there. And this is the kind of stuff that we're all dealing with here, that our government, so to speak, our government, been hijacked by corporate interests that are poisoning the population regularly and readily and, you know, only allowing a voluntary compliance with so-called not antibioticing these animals, so to speak. Now, Amish farmers, or if we go to small family farmers that are being attacked in many different ways, we've talked about it in terms of the raw milk attacks and raids, as well as the Know Your Banking Secrecy Act kind of stuff, where if you deposit less than $10,000 and you make over it, they're going to kind of confiscate all your money, you farmers. So what's happening here is that the farmers are realizing that by participating with the system, by participating with government, by participating with banking, they're literally enslaved to a system that says, well, we'll let you keep what we say you can keep. Hey, guess what? You can keep nothing now. And of course, the small family farmers, what do they use? Homeopathic medicine. They use silver on their livestock. They pull them out of production. If a cow has an udder infection, they don't continue on to produce pus-laced raw milk. They don't do it. And of course, the whole idea of pasteurization in modern farming is so that you can survive the milk that is being, you know, milked out of these sick and diseased animals that even with all the antibiotics in the world still have infections, still have evidence. And these infections are now resistant to all antibiotic treatment. And yet the FDA saves us with a voluntary campaign to allow cows to opt out. As you said, religious exemption. Wait. No, I'm a cow. I'm philosophically opposed to antibiotics. You know, so this is the absurdity.
That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, totally. Totally it is. And what is absolutely not crazy is the fact that we've got Advanced Medicine Monday. And who's coming up? Dr. Leonard Caldwell with Liana Werner Gray. Liana's awesome. We're going to talk about the attack she received when she came out and said, yes, there are natural cancer cures. Now, she's a big Hollywood, worldwide celebrity out of Australia. Great stuff. She's been in movies, and she's a big part of the promotion of the Alive Foundation's award ceremony coming up in June 29th and 30th in New York City. Dr. C will be there. Dr. Batar will be there. And boy, do we have news on cancer with Dr. Rashi Batar when we hit some Advanced Medicine Monday, and that's coming up. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. I want you to say thanks to those who support us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as well as call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Everything's plugged in, all the links at the show notes to empower you what? To heal your birthright as a cow is to say no to antibiotics. Wait, no, you're not a cow. You're a listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You are definitely not a sheeple. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Super Don. Let's kick it off. Rock and roll. It's Advanced Medicine Monday.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world and a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
I am so very excited to bring you here as we launch the Monday show of the Robert Scott Bell Show this week. Making me happy. I'm smiling already. Dr. Leonard Caldwell, my dear friend Dr. C, is with us. Dr. C, welcome back.
Hey, Robert, brother, good to have you back on my headset, you know. And love to hear your voice. It's always so funny that we don't really see each other that often except for the Health Freedom Expo and events like this.
Yes.
But whenever I hear you in my ears, I'm happy, my friend.
Oh, well, same here. And I'm looking forward to seeing you not only at Health Freedom Expo, but the Alive Foundation Awards, big awards event in New York City, June 29th and 30th. And this is primarily the reason we're going to be talking also with Doc. We got Leanna Werner Gray on with us. Leanna, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, guys.
Hooray.
Hey, Leanna.
Now, those of you who don't know Leanna, you can give us a little bit of background so that people can plug into who you are. But you're an absolute sweetheart. I interviewed you before about, what do we call it, the Earth Diet?
Yes, exactly. The Earth Diet, a lifestyle that focuses on the abundance of what the Earth provides naturally.
Yes, and it's so inspiring and so easy to tap into once you understand the things you've done. You came out in favor, obviously, in supporting, as a celebrity, the Alive Foundation, and very vocal, standing up for this recognition of people like Dr. C and others that are doing the right thing, but yet you were sort of attacked by some members of the media, were you not, or others?
Yes, very attacked. I mean, they made me out to sound crazy, saying that cancer can be cured naturally.
And of course, we know here it can, but of course, it's something that not every celebrity is willing to stand up and acknowledge and admit. And Dr. C, you've been doing this for so long, and there's actually a video I've linked to of your interview with Leanna that goes into much more depth than we'll have time to go to. But what was your perspective seeing this beautiful girl, just sweet-natured, standing up for what is right and being attacked in this way?
I was absolutely outraged. It took me about 2 minutes after I figured out what was going on to invite Leanna to fly to me to Charleston, South Carolina, to my studio so that we could do these interviews that we did. And it is very important that people understand that we have to stick together. All the freedom fighters out there have to stick together. But Leanna is not even a freedom fighter per se. She's just an honest person. She's just a nice girl that is just convinced to help people is a good thing. And obviously some people wanted to explain to her helping people is a bad thing. And when Robert, you and I, we are on this all the time and hardcore. Leanna is not that way. She's just a nice, nice, loving, human-loving, nature-loving, earth-loving human being. She even loves my pit bull. So this young lady is just very, very special. And if somebody would just listen to her and watch the video or the videos, we have about 3-4 videos out there by now that really address this issue. It is just, it outraged me in a way I cannot even explain. I'm still angry. That's why my words are not even coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Because to do something to this young lady who does nothing else than wanting to give people hope and give people a little bit of an idea that something can be done. If you have cancer, it's not necessarily a death sentence. And she has her own story about this, Robert. You should let Leanna tell you about her own story, her own self-healing story, and why she even came up with that.
Sure. Leanna, go ahead and remind everybody about what you came through, how you came to this conclusion, and how you stand so strongly despite these attacks.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, I spent like 5 years completely just trashing my body, eating junk foods that have no nutritional value at all. And I got really sick. I hit rock bottom with my health. I had glandular fever. I had a tumor in my lymphatic system. And I, as soon as I got the results from the hospital, I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to go naturally cure myself, because I knew that this was possible because of a friend shared a book with me, Natural Cures. And so I went and healed myself in 3 months completely. And, you know, I was excited when I was upset that I was sick, but I was also excited when I was sick because I knew that I would get through it and heal and eventually be able to share with the world that I healed myself and that any other human being can also do it. And I mean, my story is nothing great compared to the healing stories that are actually out there. And I mean, as you know, like Dr. Caldwell has a high rate of healing people naturally, very high rate. So, I mean, it's just becoming common sense now. And, you know, for me, this blog was just something that had to be written to people that have cancer or have friends and family that have cancer that don't have to succumb to that they're going to die from a sick
Well, we've covered this with Dr. Leonard Caldwell as well, his book, The Only Answer to Cancer. We've talked so many times over the years, and I'm grateful that you are alive and well coming through what you've come through. At what point, Liana, did you recognize that standing up to try and help people, as Dr. Caldwell said, was something that was worthy of attack?
Well, you know, I never expected the attack that happened, really. And, you know, people were commenting saying that, you know, they wish I get cancer and get really sick and just very, very nasty things. But I feel like, you know, people are just afraid. And it's, I mean, this kind of is a new topic to a lot of people, so I can understand the attacks. But, you know, do your research. The results are there.
Well, of course, you can also read about Liana's story at theearthdiet.org. We've got that linked up in today's show notes as we do, as well as to Dr. Leonard Caldwell's site as well. And Dr. C, I mean, this is amazing. You've been at this, as you know, for so many years. I've been at it for so many years. To have someone as sweet and lovely as Liana get in there, to me, it's great because it's also elevating the conscience. She's stepping bravely into where we believe all the celebrities have a responsibility. I mean, they have their freedom to choose, but we'd like to see them step up and acknowledge the things they're doing, because largely it's not what the pharmaceutical industrial complex would want to acknowledge.
See, exactly. Robert, see, guys, what usually happens, celebrities usually only step up when a video camera is behind them. They go and feed starving children somewhere outside the country, or they do all this great work as long as there are video cameras around. Liana did the opposite. She did not even attempt to really draw the attention to herself. What actually happened was she was writing a blog, and most of all, I think, Robert, we should kind of a little bit more explain who Liana really is.
Sure.
That people understand that she has a name and that she has accomplishments, that she is a famous movie star and she's a very successful movie star. She was a successful model and Miss Earth Australia and so on and so on and so on. So why the attacks really happened was because Liana has a name. She is somebody. And she was writing on a website of a famous Victoria's Secret model. And because all of this coming together, that's why they wanted to basically create an example of what will happen to people if they stand up for natural cures and if they dig into the $60 billion a year cancer industry and $162 billion prevention and early detection cancer industry. So basically, they were out there to shut her up from the beginning. And this is so important that people understand this. Liana is somebody, and she did not anything to draw attention to her, to be out there saying, see what good I do in public. No, she was writing a blog to give people serious hope and help that are desperate and diagnosed with a horrible disease.
Yeah, it's a very important point. And like you said, wanting to make an example out of a celebrity who stands up, it's much like trying to make an example out of a doctor who dares go beyond their pharmaceutical constraints to say, yes, indeed, nutrition, detoxification, energy healing, love, all of that actually has much more impact in healing something like cancer or other diseases, and they're often made example of by losing their license, etc. So what you're seeing here with Liana as a, you know, a movie star, model, all of the things you said, she puts it out there suddenly, whoa, 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 we can't have this happen because somebody else might get the idea to do the same.
Absolutely. And Liana, tell us, but basically, why it hurt you so much, why it hit you so badly when all of this happened? Because obviously you were not prepared for this kind of attack.
Right. I mean, for me, it feels like it's the truth because I lived it, I experienced it, I've seen other people around the world live it. So for me, I was just spreading the truth in a blog. And, you know, it was just upsetting to see some people attack back and, you know, wish cancer on me when my dream here is to see the planet thrive and every single human being just be fully themselves and fully embracing themselves and fully embracing the health that's possible. So, you know, that I wasn't expecting it. So, I mean, that was the upsetting part.
Sure.
But, I mean, I have accepted that that's just the way that this is. And, you know, it's going to be a battle for a little while. The pharmaceutical company and the cancer industry, they don't They don't want to lose money. I can understand that. It's a business for them. So the battle will go on for a little while, and, you know, I'm part of it as you guys are. So it's just something I've accepted now.
Well, not everybody's willing to stand up after getting that sucker punch, so to speak, that you didn't expect and come back and say, listen, I am doing what is right. You guys cannot stop me, and we're standing up for it. And that's what the Alive Foundation is all about as well. So when we come back from this break, we're going to talk more with Dr. Leonard Caldwell. Remember, all the links are up at the blog at robertscottbell.com today, as well as Leanna. And we've got lots more healing to go. We're going to preview this event, how exciting it is, and if there are any other ways we can connect, either on the social blogosphere or elsewhere. Fascinating things are happening. This is a time, a transformation of consciousness is occurring, and I appreciate my friends Dr. C and Liana for being here as we kick off another great week of broadcasting. Stand by, coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's
Scott,
a brave Scott, and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Advanced Medicine Monday continues. Why is it advanced? Because Dr. Leonard Caldwell is here, as well as Leanna Warner Gray, and we're learning all about her. We've interviewed her previously on the Earth Diet and talked a little bit about the Alive Foundation's upcoming event. And Dr. C and I are talking about you, Leanna. You're right there. You must be blushing because you're so absolute, the sweetest energy, and your willingness to stand up. I mean, you'd think that someone like you would be frail. No, you are as brave, courageous, and strong as anybody we've met to stand up and do the right thing like this.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
And Dr. C, I know you've recognized it as well. You look at injustice in the world and you want to see whatever you can do to right the injustices. And that's why you brought this together and brought it out to the forefront with the video we have linked in the blog as well. And I appreciate you so much for doing that.
Robert, thank you so much. But people really need to understand, it's like you and I, we are like brothers. We are fighting this fight forever, and we are fighting it together now for a long time. We speak together at the Health Freedom Expo. You were so kind introducing me even. And it is just, people need to understand, if we don't stick together, we're going to lose everything. Robert and I, we have seen healing happen in a way that nobody would even believe. You have to see it to believe it. But Robert and I have seen it over decades, not just for 5-6 years.
Right.
We are in this our entire life. And Robert is one of the most congruent people in the world. He is what you see is what you get. There is no BS around him. He is honest, straightforward, human loving. And this is when I met Liana and I understood mm-hmm. how much love this young lady has for humanity, for the earth, and that she is just pure goodness. I have never even met a person like Liana before. My entire office staff fell in love with her. My personal assistants are asking, when is she coming back? When is Liana coming back? You know? So, I mean, it is just, people need to understand this. This young lady is not really created for a fight like you and I, Robert. We can take it and you know, we go down and we get up again as fast as we go down.
Yes.
But this young lady is not even made for this. It cost her 100 times more than anybody else to stand up for herself and for her opinion and for the truth. And this is what I love so much about Liana. And she really needs to talk about more. Liana, you really need to talk about what your goals are, what your dreams are. What is this all about? Where is your life going?
Yeah, what's the vision?
Okay, so my vision for a long time has just been to see the world healthy. I mean, I hadn't always been that. It was like when I started to go on my own health journey and got healthy myself, then I was like, okay, cool, it's good for me to be healthy, but what about my friends and family, and what about the entire planet? So I just have this like passion inside that it won't go away. It's just completely there that I want to share this with the entire planet. And I just love to see people healthy and enjoying life, and I feel like that's our most natural state. So, you know, I'm the founder of the Earth Diet, which is a lifestyle that's helping a lot of people around the world to lose weight and just to really nourish themselves, to heal themselves of diabetes, cancer, all kinds of disease. And then last year, I got together with Joshua and Anna Scurry, and we mm-hmm. said, okay, we should have an event where we can bring all of us together that have this exact same mission in one place, in one city, and then live stream it to the entire globe via the internet. So possibly, I mean, billions of people could be watching this. And, you know, I'm really excited that we're coming together June 29th and 30th at the Town Hall in Times Square in New York. And all of us are basically just going to spread these messages. You know, the media attacked me and said that I was crazy, but I'm not the only one. There's a lot of us. So it's going to be really powerful when we all come together and stand up for this. And I guess kind of flip the way that the world is heading, because I feel like if we keep doing the things that humanity's been doing for this long amount of time, I mean, we're just going to get fatter and sicker and die. And I mean, that feels gross, and it doesn't have to be that way. And we've proved that. There's so many people out there that are completely transforming their lives and healing themselves from, you know, incurable diseases even. So I'm very, very excited just to be here living on the planet, and I'm enjoying more moments than not. I'm, you know, I feel fully alive, and yeah, I'm so excited for Alive New York.
Well, we're thrilled to have you here in the States. And, you know, sometimes, Dr. C, you know, I talk about the issue of tyranny here in the U.S. You've written a book, The Only Answer to Tyranny. And she was attacked on her blog simply for sharing her story, really, a pure of heart. And I've been covering a story the last few days, last week, about a person who overcame diabetes. I mean, he's a Southern guy in North Carolina, a nice man. We came across him because he was attacked by the American Dietetics Association State Dietetics Board in North Carolina. What did he do? What was his crime? He simply shared that he ate clean, whole, unprocessed foods, and he overcame all the things the doctors and the dietitian said was not possible. And then they went after him. So what we're seeing here, America seems to be a very big battleground for pharmaceutical control of the planet.
Absolutely. The main problem is really, Robert, that they literally own, the pharmaceutical and medical industry owns or controls the media, the mass media. And this is why you're doing such a great job on the internet and getting the message out as long as it's still possible, because, of course, they are working on that too, that they take that freedom, the internet freedom, away from us. But at the moment, the mainstream media is owned and controlled or owned or controlled by the pharmaceutical and medical industry. They are the ones that are buying all the airtime for all these fraudulent and all the deceiving false advertisement, because it's just outrageous what's going on there, if I would pull this apart lawfully. But they control the mass media, and people are so brainwashed to believe that their doctor has a solution. There's a magic bullet. You can eat 30 years of garbage, and you can do every bad thing on earth to yourself and to your body. And then you take a magic pill given to you by a doctor that you remind him of because you heard about it on the TV, on some kind of an advertisement, and that will cure you in 24 hours. This is just so outrageous. And when I have looked it up, what kind of people attacked Liana, and if you see these 400-pounders, these wannabe housewives, usually living in a trailer park somewhere with no job, living off food stamps, obese, ugly, stupid, obviously not even high school degree, writing negative things about Liana and her intentions. Well, she only pointed out that there might be a better way, there might be a different way, there might be a natural solution. That's outrageous.
Well, it is. And we've also been uncovering, and we're working on an investigation, is to show how these medical associations, dietary associations that are colluding for Big Pharma's benefit are utilizing social media, using public relation firms to do what they call undercover marketing. And they're literally paying these people to attack people like Liana or this blogger. And it's such underhanded, it's so sad to me that people are resorting to these things just to get by, but it also brings up the whole artificiality of the economy as it's run today. So there are a lot of big issues at stake here, and I understand why they're attacking. Even Liana says, I know why they're attacking, but still it's upsetting to us to see that they would be. Now, Liana, have you been, let's say, had there been any repercussions since then? Because you obviously didn't cower down, you didn't back down. Is there anything associated with your industry, your way of life, your working that has been curtailed because of what you've stood up for in this time?
I mean, I feel like people are definitely wary of me, and I mean, that's, you know, that's their choice. But yeah, I mean, I didn't back down, and some of the newspapers asked me, you know, would you like to apologize? And I said, absolutely not. You know, there is a cure naturally for cancer, and I stand very strongly by that. And the people that, you know, there are people supporting me, and then there are people that are against me. So that's just the way it is.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, so I'm just focusing, you know, on the group of us that are doing this and spreading this mission. And that's what's important to me. I don't want to focus too much on the people that are spreading nasty comments and things like that.
Well, the good thing with Liana, Robert, is that she's a pure positive person. She doesn't even want to go there. She doesn't want to badmouth anybody. She doesn't want to fight anybody. She does something very interesting.
Yes.
She just wants to be a positive role model, focusing on the good, focusing on what works, focusing on results, and just showing it works and not fighting anybody else. And I really love that approach.
Beautiful. Well, she's a definite example, living example for what we call vitamin L, that love that is so needed on this planet right now. And Of course, we want to spread more of that. We're going to do that at the Alive Foundation event, June 29th and 30th. And when we come back with Dr. C and Liana, we'll talk about all the things that you can do out there, the listening audience, the Robert Scott Bell Show. What can you do to participate positively and help people out like Liana, like Dr. C and others? And so that's where we're going next on the Robert Scott Bell Show, special Advanced Medicine Monday edition here as we kick off the week in high loving style.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world and a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Rocking the health world as we do every day here, but rocking it even greater for that divine L, that vitamin L we love so much here. And Dr. C, Leanna Werner Gray, we've got links up to both of you, of course, in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We're very grateful for any time we can all get together. And, of course, the upcoming Alive Foundation event, June 29th, 30th, those are linked up in the blog as well. And, you know, we talk about all these things, that the attacks on Leanna, and certainly we've been the brunt of things over the years, but we keep on going. And we don't need to focus, and we're not even on the negativity, just to acknowledge that there's a reality. People might find themselves in situations that they didn't expect simply because they stood up for what was right. But that's historically true. We've seen that for thousands of years of recorded history. So what do we do now? What can we do to help? How can everybody else out there help us? Dr. C, Leanna, who wants to go?
Let me start first, because I'm sitting here and trying to get it out to people to understand there are over 400 known natural cancer cures out there. Over 400 known natural cancer cures out there. Dr. Rima Lebo, our friend from healthfreedomusa.org, one of the largest health freedom organizations in the world, she cured cancer patients with vitamin C injections, 100 cc's a day, and she has a huge list of cured cancer patients. And it's just really important that people understand there are doctors out there, I have seen it historically, that cancer and cancerous tumors, cancerous symptoms can be cured, completely cured with vitamin B17, with Laetrile, the kernel, the seed of an apricot, and that there are the Buttwick diet, the Gerson diet, and so on. It is absolutely unbelievable that there are 400 natural known cancer cures out there, like the Rife machine and like hemp even.
Yes.
And even the sun itself cures cancer. This cures skin cancer. The sun, I put historically my skin cancer patients into the sun, and usually 3-4 days later, the cancerous tumor just fell off.
Yes.
So give us your idea about what we're going to do with Alive. I mean, it's going to be unbelievably nice to have like-minded, like-spirited people together. We can to create like the beams of the sun are coming together through a magnifying glass and creating at the event, at the Alive event, like a laser beam that's capable of cutting steel. So what are we going to do in New York?
Exactly. I mean, the brightest, healthiest, most alive and inspiring leaders on the planet are gathering at Alive New York, June 29th and 30th. And the reason is basically just to come together and to share these messages with the world. And, you know, it's going to be available to everyone on the internet. So we want to share with people, especially natural cures for cancer, because cancer these days is affecting one of every second person. That's like 50% of the population. That's way too much disease and illness and cancer and sickness on the planet. It doesn't seem right, and it doesn't have to be that way. And curing is very natural and simple. So basically, we're coming together to share that with the world and give people hope that are sick and that are sick of being sick.
And on the other hand, we are educating people, Robert. That's the main part. That's the main idea, is first of all, show ourselves and show our faces and stand up for ourselves and our beliefs and with our results, because everybody out there is having results. We are not just talkers. We are walkers. But most of all, we want to educate people like you do, Robert, with your great show. And I tell you, every time we are together, your show is the greatest show on earth to me, because you really give people tools. You really give people education, help to self-help, and this is basically what the Alive event is all about. It's going to be big in education, it's going to be big in spreading love and hope and getting people together that's fighting just on their own all this time. See, the main thing is, you and I, Robert, we are fighting this fight for 30 years, but we are fighting it in our own world, just for ourselves. And Alive gives now all these people that are doing the same thing that we are doing for so many years, now to come together and maybe create a mastermind group, maybe create some friendships, and maybe create something big, big, big together for the good of our Earth.
Well,
when
we talk about bringing each other together, coming together this way, for a long time there's been the isolated few, and many have felt very alone when they discover, Liana, what you discovered in your young life, that yes, indeed, there are natural cures, and there are plenty of them. In fact, the insanity is in not thinking that there are or disavowing any knowledge of these healing potentials and realities. And so bringing people together like this, honoring people from all over the world, natural healers in a way, much like the Academy Awards does, it shows that no one is alone in this path, even though we may feel like we have to walk alone on our healing journey. But there are people there to support you along the way. And in fact, it's more than just what you can get or what you can't get, but it's also what you believe. It's what you perceive. It's the energy. It's the emotions. All of these aspects. And I think one of the biggest things that we've had to overcome, perhaps in our own life and in a bigger scheme of things, is the fear. Fear may be the most powerful conductor, if you will, of cancer of anything we know.
Yes.
We also know, Robert, that our immune system goes down 90% with a diagnosis of cancer. The moment we need our immune system the most, and Dr. Bernie Siegel, Yale professor, medical doctor, he stated that that he found with his cancer patients, the second they get the diagnosis, the immune system function goes down 90%. And that means that just what we have programmed in our head, what will happen to us if we are diagnosed with cancer, the helplessness, the hopelessness, the fear, the notion that there is nothing we can do, this is basically killing us long before the cancer even has any major negative effect on our health or our physical appearance.
Very well said. And the fear feeds the cancer. Imagine if you can unplug, if you will, from that fear, stop feeding the creation, if you will, of that. How would we say, we take the power away from the word and the medical establishment to frighten us into, you know, basically killing ourselves in order to treat that which is not treatable by toxicological means.
Most of all, we know this since 1911 and 1936, when Otto Warburg and Max Planck got a Nobel Prize in medicine by proving cancer cannot exist in an alkaline, oxygen-rich environment. Why didn't we follow that lead? Since 1911 and 1936, we know that. And it's the easiest thing on earth to get your body alkaline and oxygen-rich.
Well, and so Liana,
could you just tell us shortly what you did? You did specific things, natural specific things, to fight your own tumor.
Yes, exactly. So I did it, and I healed in 3 months. And what I did was I juiced every day with beet. I had colonics, I had coffee enemas, I used bentonite clay on my tumor to draw out the toxins. I drank bentonite clay, I took baths in Epsom salts, I did a lot of deep breathing through my nose to get a lot of oxygen into my body, and basically I just focused my energy within and knew that for me to heal, you know, I'd have to ask some questions and to learn a lesson from that. And also, you know, my belief, I made my mind up that I would heal it naturally, and I remember the exact moment that the healing really took place, and I decided, okay, you know, it's time to get better, I'm sick of being sick. And then it just took a couple more months for my body to catch up and build my immune system back up to be completely healthy again, and now I feel healthier than I ever have in my life.
See, Robert, and this is where the where we came in, what made me so upset, that's all Liana basically communicated.
Yes.
When they fell, when they attacked her like a pack of wolves, because she said she cured it naturally. And you know what was out there? That basically people were writing blogs saying, oh, she says, with fresh air, a little bit of mud on your face, and a couple of baths in Epsom salt, you can cure yourself in 24 hours from cancer. This is kind of like the stupid stuff, the misleading stuff that came out of this, out of what Liana just explained. That was actually the start for all of it that got me into being so upset and instantly starting to firing back.
Well, these are the techniques that they utilize to so-called reframe the debate. You didn't say what they said, but they say you said it. Now you have to deny saying what they said. You know, see how it plays the psychological game. And if we can just detach from that and just pour the love out, you see who Liana is. You feel what she is all about. You can read about it at theearthdiet.org, and you realize the lies that are often said in this case. And that's what, again, the Alive Foundation event is going to be happening, AliveNewYork.com. It's going to bring these realities together where you cannot, prop up an illusion that's built on lies that they do in the old media. So again, June 29th, 30th, AliveNewYork.com. And one of the great charities here is beautiful. It's like the Anti-Cancer Institute. Instead of all the celebrities that are shilling, unfortunately, for pharmaceutical propaganda and cancer research that doesn't go to something legitimate and real like we like.
Yeah, most of all, Robert, I have the honor to be on the board of the American Anti-Cancer Institute, and this organization is making such a big impact, and they have unbelievable material, and people should really look into that too.
Well, you guys are absolute treasures nationally, internationally, etc., all coming from disparate regions of the world to come to America, hopefully to restore liberty and health freedom where it really does belong, and we'd like to see it go everywhere. But, of course, to stand up for the dignity of those who are suffering, to give them an opportunity to learn about these things and make choices that are different. I'm blessed to be with you both at that event. I'm blessed to be with you both right here and now.
Robert, it is such an honor to find a friend like you that doesn't just talk, that walks his talk, and it's always there. Whenever I ask you and I said, Robert, can we get the truth out? You are there. You have me on, basically overnight kind of a thing. and it is so, I'm so grateful for your friendship. I'm so grateful that God let Liana into my life, because she gave me something back that I lost along the way. After doing what I'm doing for 38 years, I lost my belief and that depth in humans to a certain extent. I thought, okay, I have to all convince them, and then kind of like I have to drag them and kick them to health, and then they're going to be just kind of healthy and so on. And then I'm meeting Liana, pure and honest and beautiful, but her beauty is not just the outside, Robert. When you meet her at the Health Freedom Expo, she is the most beautiful person from the inside out I have ever met in my life. You look into her eyes and you're just gone. And I don't mean as a man. To me, she's like a sister.
Right.
And, there's nothing, absolutely nothing between us going on besides honest laugh like between you and I.
Oh, no. I hear you. I feel it. And Leon, I don't know if you're blushing, but no, your energy is pure. We love that, and we want to acknowledge that. And again, you're spearheading, along with Josh and Anna Scurry, such a tremendous event. We want to say we appreciate you very much for standing up to do what is right here. And it's going to impact, and already is impacting, the lives of people around the world for the better.
Thank you so much, guys, and I really appreciate just being here, being alive in this moment and on Earth in this time. It's a very exciting time for humanity.
But we've got all of the links up at the blog today at robertscottbell.com. We'll, of course, have Dr. C back on and Liana back on as we get closer to these upcoming events. Please make your plans now to be in New York City. We've got links. You can get tickets. You can come in person. Black tie event. It's an amazing, exciting event. You'll hear Dr. C lecture. In fact, next hour we'll be with Dr. Rashid Bittar. We're also going to be talking about emotions and cancer, and he'll also be there at the Alive event. Terrific healers from all over the world getting together.
Yes, and if you can't attend, you can watch on the internet via the live stream.
That is correct. So, guys, we got to sign off. I got a lot more healing to do today, but what a great way to kick it off in style. And here we are just reminding you the very simple fact that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you
So stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
How do you start your week? Well, it doesn't start until you do some advanced medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Batar, welcome back. You are the traveling man. Just got back from Dallas.
Yes, that's correct. I just got back recently, just not even 24 hours ago.
How was the conference this time? I know we talked about it. This would be mostly to the medical community, but maybe there were some of the lay audience as well. How was it received? What did you experience? Were there any other docs getting plugged in and doing the right thing?
Well, actually, it's funny that you bring that up, Robert, because it was one of the first conferences in a very long time where I felt like a lot of the speakers actually knew what the hell they were talking about. I was very pleased, and I saw some doctors, good friends of mine that I haven't seen in a long time, and there was a lot of reconnections. There were some new relationships formed. There was a doctor, Dr. Brad Weeks, who gave a lecture, and I was so annoyed when he started lecturing as his lecture progressed because he was giving my lecture, and I couldn't believe it. And some of the things he said was so right on. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. We actually had never met, and when we did first talk afterwards, when I gave my lecture, I asked if he was in the audience. He wasn't in the audience at the beginning, but he was after about 15-20 minutes. And long story short, he came up to me in the middle of the conference later on, and you know, we like hugged each other. We don't even know each other, but our lectures are so right on target. Yes. With each other. His was basically about the emotional aspect, and mine was also cancer and the fifth toxicity, which is the emotional aspect. And I bet you Dr. Lee Cowden spoke, and his number one of all the things he talked about, I mean, all the different biological treatments and, you know, lasers and this and that, and vaccines. I mean, his number one thing was emotional issue. There was I can't tell you how many people talked. And to me, that is the litmus test. When a doctor that's treating cancer says that the emotional, psychological issue, the resolution of conflict is the most important thing, I know that this clinician has treated a lot of cancer, because I've turned up tumors as much, if not more, than everybody else out there. But why does a tumor come back? Why did it start in the first place? And it's that conflict issue that deals with it. In fact, Palmer and his work in Germany, he did a lot of work on this very issue, and was actually tried in the courts in Germany because of his success rate in resolving cancers that by just dealing with asking the right question that resolved an emotional conflict and allowed for the person's healing to essentially initiate, if you will. And it was very refreshing to see how many doctors there talked about this. In fact, one of the students from Hammer has a course out there now. I think it's called recallhealing.com, and I've ordered all the manuals so I can go through this. Again, I've found in my own practice that there's a tremendous, tremendous internal abscess of almost like a fistula that's developed, an abscess that's festering within the individual. It's a rotting away in the emotional side, you know, something that's holding, that the person's holding on to. And if you can just no different than the actual abscess that's formed in the biological system, you know, from an infectious process, but this is an emotional abscess, if you will. It's something that just festers and continues to grow and fungate, breaks down, and just create all this muck inside the system, if you will. I can't even express to you how significant this is, Robert. And every single patient I've treated with cancer, bar none, I'm not talking 95% or 90%, I mean every single one of them, even if I hadn't identified it initially myself, they have this internal conflict with themselves. They have something that's unresolved. They have some type of an emotional trauma, something that literally maimed them at a certain point in their life. And a lot of times it's subconscious. They may not even be aware of it. But it is an issue that must be dealt with, and if it's not dealt with, the cancer, by definition, will come back.
Wow, that's stunning. And and when you're talking about the holistic medical community really stepping it up, it sounds like they did. And I'm just thrilled to hear it because, as you know, if you focus like cancer is only a physiological disease, you miss the whole setup as to why it ever happened.
Well, in fact, Robert, cancer is not really the problem. And this is the misnomer. This is why I think so many people are challenged with cancer. And I don't mean just patients that are suffering from the disease process themselves, but even the doctors dealing with it, because the thought process is that the cancer is the enemy and the cancer must be attacked and the cancer must be killed and the cancer must be annihilated. And in fact, the cancer is not the issue. Because remember, cancer is nothing more than the symptom of something that's going on. Why did the cancer start? What caused it to start? The cancer is a compensatory mechanism. It's nothing more than the symptom of a deeper underlying issue, and that issue must be resolved. So whenever you do end up having a person that goes into chemotherapy or radiation and they end up having a resolution and they're called, or the term is given, they're in remission, there is a reason that they don't say cure. In fact, to have a cure for cancer is supposed to be 5 years, and even that, it's very difficult to get in the conventional realm. Using chemo, radiation, surgery, it's very difficult to get that five-year outcome. But the reason they call it a remission, I think, the reason that the cure word is such a bad word is because invariably that cancer is going to come back. And the reason it invariably comes back is because nobody's addressed the causative factor. Nobody has addressed the issue underlying the cancer itself, because the focus is so primarily on the cancer, whereas, in fact, the cancer is like that flashing light on your dashboard telling you there's something wrong.
Yeah, it's brilliant that this is coming out, and I'm so glad you got the confirmation, because we can't be everywhere all the time, but when you hit these conferences, that's why when you went to Australia, I was so curious about your experience there. It kind of brings the whole world back into focus to see how what we're doing here is having an impact all over the place, like the 100th monkey concept. The consciousness is shifting.
Absolutely, without a doubt. And the thing is that there's a lot of doctors that try to deal with cancer from a holistic perspective, but most of them haven't gotten to this point. What I really found impressive at this conference was the evolution of all these doctors. They were definitely not somebody – there were a group there that was learning, you could tell, and they hadn't quite gotten it yet. But you know, that's going to be true in pretty much any organization or any conference. You're going to have people with varying levels of experience and education. But the number of people that really know what they're talking about, and you could tell their clinical aptitude, you could tell their experience by just what they were saying. In fact, one of the doctors, Dr. Schallenberger, who's very well known, came up to me and congratulated me and said, you had an incredible lecture, and gave me some accolades. And one of the doctors was talking to me, and he stopped and he says, I saw you lecture about 10 years ago, and you were here. And he put his hand kind of like mediocre, and he goes, but the evolution in you is significant. And I thanked him for it. And I told him, I said, that means a lot to me, especially coming from somebody like you. But I ran into Victor Marcial Vega there, was one of my closest friends. He's a radiation oncologist who treats holistically.
We've talked about
Dr. Jimenez was there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
We've talked about him. I remember. Fascinating people you've come across. And it reminds me back of the time when I was first.
Sherry was there.
Oh, awesome. Dr. Tenpenny. She's terrific. And I just remember back.
She wasn't lecturing, but she was there in the audience.
Okay, cool. But back to the beginning when we were a bit green in what we were learning, we were so enthusiastic and excited about communicating it. And, how many years later, people look at you and go, gosh, how can you communicate this stuff so well? And then you get a guy that's seen you at the early years to say, look at what you've accomplished and how you've improved. That's the point of all of us, that when we first get information, we do our level best to communicate it, but only time, the wisdom that comes with the years of experience gets into us in a way that we can then communicate more efficiently and effectively so that it's actually received.
Well, that's very true. I had a doctor that came up to me afterwards who said that you make it sound so effortless, and it was this amazing information. I told him, well, it's when you do something and you're living it all the time, it seems to be, to the outsider, as very hard, but it's second nature. It's like breathing. And I tell Abhi, I've told my youngest son, Rahan, I tell my daughter often that there's a little adage that I use, once difficult, now easy. Meaning the more often you do it and the more it's ingrained within you, it becomes easy. I actually had the same experience hearing Schallenberger talk, and his lecture to me was an extremely profound lecture. And it reminded me of a paper that I had seen of his that he put out some 7 years ago, but I had only glanced over at that time, and I went back. And for the last 24 hours, that lecture keeps on coming back, which tells me in my head, it keeps on inundating my head, which tells me there's some very, very significant things that I need to look at. And it's like knowing that this is something very important and you're looking at it, but it's like a puzzle. So you can't quite figure out what it is, but you know it's significant. And yes. I think the implications on chronic disease, and especially cancer, but in all chronic disease, it's very, very significant about what he presented, which is essentially that it's all about energy, and we're all dealing with a attenuated issue where we think of disease as being the problem, but actually lack of disease is thought of as health, and that actually may not be the issue. Mm-hmm. It's actually the mitochondria, the energy production areas of the body start to decrease. And even though there's no disease yet, it's a precursor of the sure. disease. So absence of disease is thought of as health, but in actuality, that's not health. Health is actually the optimum utilization of energy. And so his whole thing about oxidation and hypoxia and functional hypoxia, it was very, very intriguing. And the theory resonates very strongly with me.
Fascinating, fascinating. Listen, we're going to take a break. We're going to see if we can improve on Dr. Bitar's connection there. I apologize. There's some clips a little bit. It's still understandable, Dr. Bitar, but I definitely want to get every word in there for you, because what you're saying is so very valuable, and we appreciate you so much. The 9 steps to keep the doctor away, of course, the international best-selling book by Dr. Bitar. Links up at robertscottbell.com. You can click the link right there. You'll see it in the show notes as well. We've got lots more to do, including talking about, let's say, if somebody came out with a top 10 list of toxins associated with autism. We'll ask for Dr. Bitar's perspective on that, and as well as the Dietetics Board attacking the freedom of speech in North Carolina. Boy, does Dr. Bitar know that very well from the medical side. So we've got that and more coming up on Advanced Medicine Monday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Continuing now with Dr. Rasha Bitar, we got a better connection. Excited to hear you. And I was like every time you come back from these conferences, so thrilled to hear about all the great stuff that's going on out there. But there's some news stories we definitely have to cover. There's some actually good news as well we'll cover in a bit about the farming and having kids work on your farm at home. But for now, there was a top 10 list I covered on yesterday's show on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I didn't have you there. And I was like, "This, I need Dr. Bitar for this because there was something definitely missing from the list. The top 10 things that they're saying could be causing or contributing to autism and learning disabilities. You see it there, don't you?
I do, Robert. I do see it.
And in that top 10 list, the first thing they list is lead, and then they go to methylmercury. I'm thinking, why isn't mercury top of the list?
Well, methylmercury, Robert, as you know, is found in a vector of fish, and it's highly suspect that they don't have mercury first, obviously, because we know that, in fact, every basic scientist knows that mercury is the second most toxic substance known to the man as per the Environmental Protection Agency, and more importantly, mercury is the only substance that causes denudation of the neurofibrils. Nothing causes denudation of the neurofibrils like mercury does. And although lead does decrease IQ, and it's been published in multiple studies to show a reduction in the cognitive function when lead is the offending substance, there's no comparison to mercury. Now, look at mercury being number two on the list, and what really has me on fire is that they specify methylmercury, but they don't say anything about ethylmercury. And ethylmercury is anywhere between 100 to 1,000 times more destructive than methylmercury, depending on what literature and which biochemist you talk to. But nobody doubts and nobody argues that ethylmercury is significantly more toxic than methylmercury.
Right.
And ethylmercury is also known as thimerosal.
Yes.
Well, so there's no reason to have methylmercury on here, which is far less toxic than ethylmercury, and to leave ethylmercury off the list. In other words, if you're going to put methylmercury, that means that there's other forms of mercury. And to not have ethylmercury here, I mean, it's just appalling. It's they don't even have it listed in the top 10.
Yeah,
but of course, that makes it more suspect on top of everything.
Well, exactly. It calls into question the entire article, so to speak. But if you think about it, let's step back and even look at it from a non-scientific, or it would be scientific observational, but you know what I'm saying? Not from the peer-reviewed stuff, which we've talked about, the fallacy of some of those studies. But how many women, parents, moms, dads have reported that their kids suddenly went into the autism spectrum after eating fish?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I mean, that's not happening. They're watching this post-vaccination. So, I mean, it's absurd in so many ways we can look at this.
No, you're absolutely right. In fact, I have to really force myself to pay attention to the history portion when I'm talking to new patients about autism, because the history is virtually all identical. I mean, if I sat here and a person started and you had a mute about it and they talked to me for an hour giving me the history and I don't hear a single word, I can now tell you their medical history as to the exposure and what happened 85 to 90% right on the dot, just because it is so common. Very, very few people will say, well, I didn't notice any correlation to the vaccines. In fact, I can't think of anybody who's ever told me that. Yeah. I've had parents tell me my child never spoke, or more commonly, my child spoke and lost his words, but it was always related to something revolving around their vaccination schedule.
Right.
They had a fever after the vaccine. They were very irritable for the next couple of weeks, and then they had their then they started losing their ability to speak. Or they were very irritable. There was a high fever. The first seizure occurred. And then they started having this deterioration in the cognitive function, or you know, some variants of that type of story.
So
never have I ever heard a person say, "Well, No, there was no relationship whatsoever to the vaccines that I can think of. I've just never had that.
Yeah. And I'm thinking now, based on what we're discussing here, this top 10 toxic chemicals suspected of causing autism and learning disabilities. It's on Medical News Today. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It's telling me that this is literally a distraction tool. They're doing everything they can to gyrate away from the ethyl mercury, mercury and vaccine issue. I mean, lead, come on. They pulled lead out of gasoline. We're not endorsing lead, but really? This is now the number one thing on the list?
Well, Robert, look at lead, for example. Now, this is an interesting point. When they start talking about pulling lead out of gasoline, and I happen to know the person who is responsible for pulling lead out of gasoline, he's heads up the CDC division of laboratory, the laboratory division, and the amount of effort and the amount of ridicule that he went through for those 8-10 years that he tried to pull lead out of gasoline, you know, everybody thought that he was nuts. And it was the same three phases of truth that he experienced. As we all know, the old adage is that the first phase of truth is that there's ridicule. The second one is violent opposition. And then the third one as accepting it as if it's always been the case. And that's exactly what happened with lead. Now they're putting lead up there. But you know what? 30 years ago, they would have ostracized anybody that talked about lead. Say, are you crazy? Lead has nothing to do with it. Now they've got lead in the top of the list. And we're going through the same phase now with mercury. But the problem with the mercury phase now is that it's conspicuously distorted. What I mean by that is that they've got methylmercury that they specify, but they don't talk about the other mercuries, the phenylmercury, the ethylmercury. And it's ethylmercury that is the one that causes so much denudation of the neurofibrils. In fact, you know, that's the one that's used, that's the version that's used of mercury in the vaccines as a preservative. So either don't mention mercury at all, or if you're going to use the word mercury anywhere on this list, then you better use ethyl mercury at the top of that list of mercury, because by leaving it absent, it's like painting a target on your own forehead and saying, I'm a liar and I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. It's either one or the other. Either I'm a liar or I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. And that's exactly what they've done, because they should have never put methyl mercury or any kind of mercury there. Or by putting methyl mercury there, they've now shown that this isn't misinformation. This is organized. This is propagated propaganda. They are intentionally trying to mislead the public by putting methylmercury, meaning beat the heck out of the fish industry, but don't talk to us about a version of the same substance in a more toxic form that we use as preservatives within vaccines.
Well, listen to this. In the article, the National Academy of Sciences reports that 3%, only 3% of all neurobehavioral disorders in children, such as autism spectrum disorder and ADHD, are caused by toxic exposures in the environment, and that another 25% are caused by interactions between environmental factors and genetics. But the rest of this, we don't know.
Yeah, they don't know. You know, this is the thing that's amazing. They don't know, and yet they're putting methylmercury there. I mean, that's to me, the fact that they didn't put ethylmercury or phenylmercury, then phenylmercury, by the way, will kill a person within, you know, 6 months, a year after exposure. So they don't put that in there at all, but they put methylmercury in there, Robert. That in itself, that simple fact in itself shows that not only do they know, but they are guilty of trying to cover this up.
This is more of that cover up.
This is so outrageous. I mean, this is making Hitler, I've said this before, this makes Hitler look like a nice guy.
Right. Well, and the thing is, nobody could pretend that Hitler was trying to be a nice guy, whereas these guys in medicine are pretending to be, we're helpful, we're trying to find out the cause, we're really at this. And of course, they list some other nasty things like PCBs, organophosphate pesticides, organochlorines, endocrine disruptors, which all of these things are, automotive exhaust. They come back like lead and automotive exhaust, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, brominated flame retardants, perfluorinated compounds. I mean, none of these things we're embracing. Of course, all that you put in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away is all about removing this stuff for sure. But the fact
this is all part of the second toxicity, the persistent organic pollutants. But the fact that they even have automotive exhaust there, number 7. Well, automotive exhaust, what is automotive exhaust? It's combustion of fossil fuel. What does the combustion of fossil fuel give off? The most significant component of outgassing from combustion of fossil fuel is mercury. And then you have lead and cadmium. Mm-hmm. But they put automotive exhaust in there and they don't mention ethyl mercury. See, this is the thing that's so outrageous. They talk about all these environmental things. I mean, it's defying common sense, Robert.
Yes.
You're telling me that methylmercury and ethylmercury, two different components of the same type of organic compound, inorganic compound, mercury, but one is significantly more toxic than the other one. It's okay to put it in our vaccine and inject it into our bodies, or to take the inorganic form and put it in the amalgams that are in our teeth that are outgassing at 5 to 9 nanograms per deciliter per tooth per day.
Yeah.
But you know what? The ones that the fish, that's tough. That's toxic. No. That's number two on the list.
I tell you what, if we got
With the word mercury at the end of it, if methyl mercury is number two, then how can you say that ethyl mercury is not even there?
I know. Well, if we got you fired up.
The most amazing part about it, it's not even the list, Robert. The amazing thing is that the synergistic deviance that we're seeing between the media and the medical propaganda and how it's orchestrated and put out. Because obviously this journalist, whoever wrote this, lacks all integrity because they didn't do their own research. And obviously they got this information from some medical organization. But the fact they can come together to promote more misinformation, that is the most sinister thing on this whole of this whole article.
Right.
It truly shows what's happening and what the agenda is.
You're right. And that's exactly why we do Advanced Medicine here every week with Dr. Rashid Bitar. And if you think he's fired up now, wait till we talk about what they said about chelation and the dangerousness of taking mercury out of the body. And of course, they seem to be targeting all the people like Dr. Bitar that know how to do it safely. So we're going to talk about that and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show as we come back. More with Dr. Bitar after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One-Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One-Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Dr. Bizarre, has anyone ever called you a warlock or any of your colleagues witches?
I was actually, my call sign in the military was witch doctor.
We used to play, Super Don used to play a witch doctor, that old song from the 1950s. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. And you know, the point is, what we do is so much rooted in nature. What they do is so divorced from reality and creation itself that they look at us as, you know, with eyes crossed. And yet, the Alliance for Natural Health exposed this group that met recently at the CDC, American College of Medical Toxicology. And they were like promoting the idea there's use and there's misuse of chelation therapy. But they're basically trashing chelation docs because they're willing to remove mercury and other metals through this method.
Well, this is the American College of Medical Toxicology, which is looking all at pharmacology. And Robert, you're talking to the chairman of the American Board of Clinical Metal Toxicology. And I will tell you that this group, the medical toxicologists, may be good at looking at the toxicology of various synthetic pharmacological substances that we introduce into the body, i.e. drugs, but they don't know jack about metals, because if they did, they know that the metals are causing more endemic chronic disease issues in the global environment than any other single causative agent. In fact, that's the reason that heavy metals is on the top of my 7 toxicity list.
Right.
And it's appalling to actually see this. It's actually I'm saying it's appalling, but at the same time I'm laughing, because it just, you know, at some point a person should just keep their mouth shut, because as soon as they open it, they just show how big of an idiot they are. And this is exactly what these people have done. They have actually exposed themselves. They've actually exposed their agenda, and they've actually, more importantly, exposed their lack of intellect.
Yeah, in this, they describe what happened there at this seminar, which was basically attacking chelation-type doctors. And they said in the PowerPoint slides that are available as PDFs from the conference website, no hard data was presented on the supposed public health dangers of chelation. Only 3 anecdotal case studies, hardly a scientific analysis. Now, you'd think you're at the CDC, you have access to funding anything, that they could find at least one scientific journal that could back up their claims that this is a danger to public health to chelate out heavy metals.
Well, you're absolutely right. And then they're saying that Stephen Barrett with the Quackbusters was a key participant, which, interestingly enough, it was Stephen Barrett who sent an email to the chief prosecuting attorney of the medical board that started all the crap against me. But they do name 2 organizations, which I have issues with both those organizations and what they teach. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, the American Board of Clinical Metal Toxicology was not mentioned, and the American Board of Clinical Metal Toxicology is the oldest organization that tests and trains doctors, or at least tests doctors, in proficiency when it comes to various methods of removing heavy metals from the body. And that's the organization that I'm the chairman of and have been for 5 years. ABCMT.org. So I'll just put a plug in there so you can see if you want to find a doctor that knows what they're doing, that's where you should go. But they talk about ACAM and they talk about A4M. Mm-hmm. And I have issues with both of their trainings because I am a member of ACAM and I used to lecture at A4M, but A4M certainly has nobody there that understands really how to do this the correct way. They just see it as a course that they can teach and charge doctors and make money. And ACAM, they've deviated from certain components. So it is interesting that they named those 2 organizations. I thought that they were going to put something in there about ABCMT, but they did not, to their little bit of credit, I guess, if you're going to give them any kind of credit. But the point is, mm-hmm. I do agree with the fact that only doctors that know how to do this the right way should be doing it, and doctors should get the proper training. Because if they don't, it is potentially dangerous. But so is taking Tylenol, dangerous over the counter, or crossing the street if you don't look both ways, or operating a car,
right,
or, you know, even plugging in a hairdryer, for God's sake, is dangerous if you don't know the right way of doing it. So
why would they be targeting the chelation docs? I mean, recognizing what you said is true, we acknowledge that you've got to have proper training to do these things right. Anything could be potentially dangerous, or actually, if you do it wrong. But what is it that's threatening about the removal of heavy metals to the rest of the so-called medical complex?
Well, I think there's 2 components here, Robert. The first is that doctors are supposed to know what causes disease and they're supposed to know how to help their patients. And the fact that there's been decades upon decades that nobody has actually addressed this endemic issue, it's now at a point of embarrassment. So they can't admit that they've fallen asleep at the wheel. And also the bodies that are in charge of actually protecting the public, such as the Federation of State Medical Boards or the medical boards or the American Medical Association or the Institute of Medicine, or all these other agencies, or the CDCs, the governmental agencies like the FDA and the CDC and some of these other organizations. I think that whether or not they knew initially, I don't know, but certainly now they cannot afford to let the truth out, because if they do, as I've said before, it has the potential of causing the next civil war, because they have their lack of integrity, their lack of allowing the truth to come out. At one point, it was just lack of integrity. But then at a certain point, they started to negate the truth, which means that if you're not part of the solution, you're by definition part of the problem. We understand that. But they're now actually actively becoming part of the problem by blocking this information. And I think the biggest reason is because they have too much to lose now, because if it comes out that they knew about this and they let it go, it is devastating for them. Their existence will be – they will be wiped off the face of the earth. And I'm not talking about just governmentally wiped off the face of the earth or politically wiped out of the face of the earth. They could be violent, violent opposition to this. You know what's already been happening to Offit and his death threats. Well, I can tell you that some of these parents that have children that have been injured are extremely, extremely volatile.
Yes.
And extremely angry,
as they should
be. I'm sure I'm one of those people.
Well, think about it. I mean, you've experienced this firsthand as a parent. That's what stimulated your movement into this direction and really altered the course of your future for the benefit of all of us. Thank goodness, even though it could have been a terribly tragic situation, you were able to bring your child back out. But many parents don't know. They don't have access. That's why we do this, another big reason, so that no more children have to suffer the way others have already. But the parents that wake up and see this, now they look at these doctors and said, look what you've done to my child. You should have known better.
And many of these parents, they look at the doctor and they see that many of the doctors may just have been not as big of victims, but as much in the victim category. But the people that were in charge of protecting them and making sure that they maintained the safety standards that these organizations were instilled in the first place to do, maintain safety and prevent people from being exposed to harmful substances or being exposed to harmful drugs or whatever the case may be, that those very bodies that were appointed to safeguard our children and us have actually created active obstacles to prevent the truth from coming out in order to prevent the exposure of their inadequacy.
Yeah, well, exactly right. You've said it all so well. So there's a lot of things happening, transforming this on all levels. And to see this attack is not a surprise, because we've been covering these things from CDC and other establishment groups. The fact, as you said, that Barrett was there tells me all why I need to know about the credibility of the organization. But, you know, we don't step outside of the realm of reality either and say, well, we just want anybody to hang a shingle and do, you know, chelation on you. That's the point that we talk about in terms of freedom and bringing all the healers out. It's like you can say, this is who you are, this is your training, this is what you do, and then you can make a decision. But these docs are trying to run roughshod over the people even that are doing the right thing because of how it reflects poorly on them.
You're absolutely right, Robert. And, you know, the nice thing about reading an article like this for me is that whether you believe in karma or you believe in the traditional heaven and hell model, or you believe in the good versus bad model, whatever it is, I know that what's coming to these bastards, and I say that affectionately because that's about the nicest thing I could say about them.
Right.
What's coming for them or what's coming to them, nobody deserves it more.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've got another segment here to go on Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar. Remember, the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. If you have not read it, what are you waiting for? I mean, this is a way you can make your way through life much healthier and help so many to undo the damage that they may already have and not be aware of that damage. It's there. We've got the links up, as well as to Dr. Batar's clinic and more. And you can always reach us with a question, comment, whatever, at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Stand by. Coming right back with a dietary supplement linked to cancer. Can it prevent it? Can it cause it? What's the news coming out of those that are trying to keep you away from good supplements? Stand by after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world, a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, everybody, Dr. Batar is also going to be at the Alive Foundation's awards ceremony coming up June 29th and 30th in New York City. And that's so exciting. I can't wait that we're all going to be together there. It's going to be an absolute blast, Dr. Batar, when we can get together, broadcast in person, and meet everybody. And man, I'm so excited for that.
Well, I am too, and I think we'll be able to do a broadcast right from there. So on Sunday, are we going to do it early or something?
Yeah, we should be able to pull it off, no problem. We'll be going live at the event on Sunday if that happens, and we're planning for it. There's going to be so many cool things going on, and about time to acknowledge all the great people out there that are doing such good work, and we want to let the world know about it. Now, the world tends to find out about things still through what we call the old lamestream media, whatever it is, pharmaceutically conflicted. And we often cite Medical News Today because occasionally they have good stories, but even the bad stories are good to cover because we can give perspective that is not given anywhere else in the old media. Like this one, beware of dietary supplements for cancer prevention. Now, this isn't one that's saying don't take supplements during chemotoxic therapy, which we've already covered those, but this is now saying, hey, you don't even need to take them for prevention. But guess what? They focus on folic acid, vitamin D, and calcium. And I'm thinking, Dr. Batar, they're not even focused on the right form of folic acid as folate. Who knows if they're using vitamin D2 of that synthetic variety, much less, what are they using, calcium carbonate? I mean, people are already getting enough of that.
Well, I agree with you, Robert. In fact, It's interesting to note that calcium, even though we get a tremendous amount of it in our diet, we have, as a society, a relative deficiency of calcium. So when you talk to individuals about needing calcium, they look at you in amazement because they're like, well, I take all these calcium supplements and I drink dairy and I have this and that. And traditionally, we don't think of our society being calcium deficient, and yet that's exactly what it is. Remember that calcium in the right places is essential for life, but in the wrong places is pathognomonic for chronic disease, including cancer, arthritis, or granulomatous disease. The list goes on and on and on. In fact, calcium intracellularly induces apoptosis, which is programmed cell death. So what areas of the body should calcium be in? In the sarcoplasmic reticulum, which is necessary for muscle contraction to take place, within certain vectors of the body that are necessary for the actin, the myosin, myofibrils to conduct properly. Calcium is primarily an extracellular ion, meaning that it's outside of the cells, not inside the cells. But we are still relatively deficient in calcium. So when you do x-rays and you see scarring in the lungs, that's all granulomatous disease. Arthritis is calcifications in the joints, tenosynovitis, tennis elbows, those type of things. It's actually calcium deposited within the synovial lining, within the tendons and the ligaments of the body.
Right.
So my point is that calcium in the wrong places should actually be moved out of those wrong places and put back into the right places. And that's one of the beauties of chelation, because it actually pulls calcium out of the wrong places, puts it back into the right places. And we actually did a radio show about a year ago, Robert, if you remember. I talked about parathyroid hormone and calcitonin, and
yes,
you said that was one of the best shows we had. And so I know that's archived, so people can go back and listen to that. It actually explains how the process of EDTA chelation rebalances the calcium in your body. But essentially, calcium should be taken in a ratio of 2-to-1 with magnesium, and it needs to be the right form of calcium, as you said. Calcium carbonate or some of those other salts that are added to calcium, they're not the best types of calcium to take.
Well, and
hydroxyapatite sources of calcium may be the best, but in the right ratio with magnesium, it's essential.
Right.
And that's just talking about the calcium. We haven't even gotten to the folic acid and vitamin D.
And real quick, Dr. Bitar, about the calcium, remember, the digestive system, it has to go through it in an appropriate way, and so many of these people are so deficient in certain, let's say, mechanisms, whether it be acid production, bile production, whether it be other aspects of enzymatic deficiency, so many of the things that even if they try to put in something that's getting the right direction, they might not be functional enough to utilize it fully. So there's so much. That's why the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, I keep saying this about your book, is so much better, because it's the comprehensive view as opposed to just take calcium, just take folic acid, just take, you know, we got to get the right form as well, as we said, in addition to the calcium issue.
Absolutely. Without a doubt, I completely 100% agree with you.
So if we're looking at, you know, folate versus folic acid, as well as the vitamin D, I mean, I remember Gary Null supposedly overdosed on vitamin D. And I like to get it from the sunlight. I like to get it from eating things that contain it naturally as a food, as opposed to as a fat-soluble hormone. You've got to be very careful with how you take it orally.
Well, that's true. And I think most vitamins, it's difficult to overdose on them because the body will clear them, as opposed to a drug where the body can't clear it.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you that getting vitamins and minerals and supplementation in the whole food form is always preferred.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we can't get it usually that way because our nutritional sources, the foods that we're eating, are so devoid of these vitamins and minerals that are essential for the metabolic activity to take place the way it's supposed to take place. So it necessitates supplementation, and we just have to make sure, as informed consumers should, that we take the best form and utilize the ones that are going to assimilate with our body better than some of these substances, like you use the example of calcium carbonate or some of these other things, which may not be the best form. On a side note, like magnesium, for instance, the salt and magnesium makes a big difference on how the body's able to tolerate it, meaning whether there's a cathartic event or not, with like magnesium citrate, or the salts can, when given intravenously, magnesium chloride versus magnesium sulfate, there's a huge difference with what happens to the blood pressure.
Right.
Magnesium lysinate versus magnesium glycinate, which are versions that are essential at helping to decrease the rigidity of the vascular tree and allow for elasticity so that it actually benefits the person that's hypertensive. Mm-hmm. So all these different components, it's the same thing, magnesium, but you notice that just those five salts that are added to the magnesium have a difference of bringing up the blood pressure, bringing down the blood pressure, having cathartic type event, all these different components, and it's just the salt. So the actual mineral itself, it's how well it's assimilated and absorbed in the body based upon the salt that's added to it.
Well, exactly. And that's what I think is so very important to consider when these studies come out and try to trash the whole concept of supplementation. We could sit here and look at certain supplements and we can say they are worthy of being in the trash. That's true. But if you're going to basically conclude as a scientific study that all supplements are bad based on that, that's totally unscientific.
Well, it's actually beyond absurdity, because if their contention is that people should not have supplements, Robert, then you know what? We should, or that there's no reason for supplementation, then we shouldn't even eat food, because the
yes.
reason we're eating food is to get certain nutrient value out of it.
I always love that.
And the whole purpose of the supplements is to get more nutrient value, because
yep.
the foods that we're
yep.
eating are devoid of that nutritional value.
Yep.
So if their argument is that all supplements should not be taken, then I would argue, then why are we eating? Why,
right.
We don't need anything. We don't need any nutrients.
It's so funny that you say that, Dr. Pattar, because I'll often, I lecture and educate on silver therapeutics. You know, you've used colloidal silver hydrosol in your practice as well, which is awesome. And, some people will say, well, isn't it a dangerous heavy metal? And we have to delineate between, metals that are toxic, what are their properties? And my initial concerns of silver, of course, also because I detoxify people. And yet there's that point where it gets so absurd, it's like they can't get it. I'm looking, all right, if you drink milk, there's silver, measurable quantities in milk. If you eat whole wheat, if you eat medicinal edible mushrooms, there happens to be silver there. If you drink tap water or spring water or happen to get a mouthful of seawater, do you know there's silver in there too? You're just going to have to stop eating and drinking if you think silver is so dangerous.
Yeah, exactly.
So perspective is in order, and utilizing these things appropriately as a supplement or therapeutically, some would say nutraceutically, it's all about utilizing these things appropriately.
I completely agree. That's exactly right. Everything is about balance.
Yeah, although the balance has been so lost in much of the Western scientific realm that you almost think that there's no hope for them. Although, when you get out there and do these medical conferences and speak to the people, we go out to the live thing, we know there's a lot of hope. We know there's a lot of awakening and consciousness shifts that are happening, have happened. So it's not like we're totally, we're not at all, in fact, doom and gloomers, even though we acknowledge the danger of certain things and economically as well. I will bring this up, and this is exciting good news, in addition to the fact that Obama administration backed down on trying to ban children from working on family farms. In addition, this weekend, Ron Paul swept Louisiana, is nailing tons of delegates in Massachusetts, Romney's home state, has already won Minnesota, Iowa, let's see where else, Minnesota, Washington State. This is an amazing thing that's happening. The delegates going to the convention. Romney does not have this thing sewn up. Yesterday, I talked to the senior campaign advisor for Ron Paul, Doug Weed, confirming that this thing is not over.
Well, that's fantastic. I didn't know that he swept Louisiana, but I do know that Minnesota and Colorado, where,
yes.
from what I understand, he either swept it or he came pretty doggone close to sweeping it. There was no media coverage about it. If you
yep.
do a search on Google under the primaries, they still don't have the results for Minnesota and Colorado posted, which is interesting.
Yeah, well, it is. They're real, literally, you can see them in the back room busting their guts out and their aneurysms, whatever's happened to them, trying to figure out how are we going to report on this. And I think what's going to happen, we're predicting a lot of what we would call chicanery. You know that word, chicanery? This idea that you would monkey with the rules to such a degree that I could see them trying to just not seat, for instance, the Louisiana delegate, saying we're not, Louisiana this year doesn't count, right? Because it
right.
went for Ron Paul.
They'd have to do that with a couple of states then.
Oh yeah, and more to come. That's what it with Texas
right.
is coming up, the home state of Ron Paul. So there's a lot of exciting things, consciousness shifting here in 2012, which we said, we predicted, like our first show of the year, we said this year is going to be a changer, not because the Mayan calendar ends, but because we're in the midst of a massive radical shift in consciousness.
I absolutely agree, Robert. I think this is the golden age, and the universe's consciousness is increasing at such an exponentially rapid rate, and it's accelerating. Even though it's exponential, it's rapidly becoming even faster, and it's a little overwhelming at times, but it's also an exhilarating time to be alive. Robert, I know we're running short on time, but I don't
yes.
want to forget about this Paleolithic diet. The gentleman in North Carolina here, who apparently is somewhere in my backyard.
Yeah, we got to connect you two. Every time I mention the story of Steve Cooksey and the blogger about him overcoming diabetes on a paleo type diet, and I said, oh my gosh, Dr. Batar, you're going to love to hear this, because the dietetics board attacked them, and now they're saying, well, we're not going to attack you, but they're leaving it open. You know so well dealing with the medical board in North Carolina.
I just want to actually, when you said he believes in a paleolithic diet, which is what I believe in, I just want to get on his blog and support him. And if they're saying that he's acting without a license, then I'll tell him that, hey, just I've got a license, so you know,
you can
I'll
put that information out
as
on
your medical advisor and concur with you. So then, what are the dietitians going to argue with me? Go ahead.
Beautiful, Dr. Batar, you are a godsend. Thank you so much for being here every week and elevating the discussion in ways we love to do together. I'm going to get the message to Steve Cooksey and link you guys up. I think you'll enjoy him. And, of course, can't wait till next week's Advanced Medicine Monday.
Robert, same here. I look forward to it every week.
In the meantime, check out all the links, including the 9 steps to keep the doctor away at the blog at robertscottbell.com. Why do we do this, Dr. Batar? You know why.
Because the power to heal is yours.
Awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I was just talking to a caller on the break, and he was saying, you know, before I heard your show, I thought, you know, you guys were witch doctors. Yes, the witch doctor of talk radio, Robert Scott Bell.
And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He told me,
you know, and then you realize and listens and listens, and you break the cycle of the mind control propaganda. Suddenly you go, oh my, 100,000 to 784,000 Americans are dying every year to something that I called legitimate? That's the witch doctoring.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.